Let's continue a few interesting topics. We're up to where it says Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Lekichas Tzedaka Avur Chaveroi. Are you allowed to take Tzedaka illegally? Not for yourself, but for someone else. The Gabbai Tzedaka is giving out Tzedaka, and he says, who needs Tzedaka? Whoever needs Tzedaka, come forward. A person makes believe he's poor, who doesn't, they don't ask questions. So a person comes, takes Tzedaka, they give him Tzedaka. But you're not taking for yourself, you're taking to give to a person that you know who needs the money. The problem is, there's limited funds. And if you're going to take money for your friend who needs the Tzedaka, people here who are present, who also need the Tzedaka for themselves, are going to receive less. So are you allowed to, a little bit louder?
Please.
Okay, it's as loud as it goes. You have to turn the machine over there. You have to make it over there. It's as loud as it goes. Okay. Come closer. Okay, so are you allowed to take stock of Avur Chaveroi? Bishut Mishnah Halachas. It's Menashe Klein, right? Mishnah Halachas, wait. Is that Menashe Klein? No. Is that... What's Mishnah Halachas? I made a mistake. Mishnah Halachas Nishal Motul Adam L'Shein Mitzach Tzedaka Litol Kidei Litin La'achidim Hatzlichim. Is one person allowed to take money from a Tzedaka fund for someone else who needs the money? Oy Shema Yesh. What?
They're,
what do you mean?
They get a commission.
People go around.
They walk around collecting. What is enough?
They think for themselves.
No.
All right.
They get a commission.
That's another story. Oy Shema Yesh Lachashush Bezeh Shem Mifakeach Anim Acherim. Or are you not allowed to take for someone else when here in this location there are people, or poor people themselves, who are coming forward and taking the funds? Shulai Hoyu Anim Acherim Shulai Hoyu Noistim Lachem. The money would go directly to the poor. That was the question that was asked. Bis Shuvasai Kosam Lechich Mimasham Sugin. He brings a right from the Zdafi Beis. Mi Shalikate Esapeyav Omar Hare. A person takes paya. Paya is only meant to be taken by the poor. And a person who's not poor, he picks it up and says, I'm paying it on behalf of so and so who is poor. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer Zoche Eloi. It works. You're not allowed to do this. And therefore, you have to give the paya to the first poor person you encounter. So therefore, Shemashmash, according to the Rabbana, who he passed like the Chachamim, if someone someone else would have come and take this money, you're taking it from someone else, according to the Chametz Osir. So that is the answer to the question. Ula, not so simple. Kosav Shabi Shalmi Mivur Shabi Zachar Yochai Netel Menat Stokka V'Hoyu Oilam Meradin Acharov Shem Noitel V'Enetzoch. A famous story where he would take Stokka money and he had a bad reputation and he's taking Stokka, he has money under the mattress and he's taking Stokka money. So what's going on? Ula Achar Moso, and after he died it was discovered, Batku, they investigated and they found Umatzo Shuhoyu Mechalik Es Moiso Vat Stokka It was discovered that he never took for himself one penny. The money that he took from the Tzedakah fund was distributed to other poor people. So the fact that he did this is an indication that it's mutter. It must be because the people that he took the money for were embarrassed. It was an embarrassment for them to come forward. Therefore, he did their dirty work and he took the money for them. So therefore, he presents. So therefore, yes. So what's then with paya? So you have to say that paya is different because paya is in the field itself. The laws of paya have special set of rules. You cannot extrapolate from paya to a case of a gabbai tzedakah with tzedakah funds. Maybe not. Maybe paya is no different than any other tzedakah. The oirayin the neil tzedakah. Another sefer lebal hashemid moser shayichich mimaseh shel rabbi zechayu shemut lo adam lavi esatzma deichshad avur mitzvah tzedakah. Even a bigger chiddush, an incredible chiddush, that a person is allowed to put himself under suspicion to take money, and you know that not everyone is going to understand what you're doing, and we have a principle that you're never allowed to put yourself in a vulnerable position. But from this ma'aseh in the Yerushalmi, it's clear that when it comes to tzedakah, that is an exception. You're allowed to do something which might be mechshad in order to for the greater goal. Kimo Rabbi Zechariah shlochacham mitzdaka nilad avornim avu pishav shemei adam hayu choshtem asos shlochacham amul tzarul tzachul l'tehel satzmo ki mitzvas tzedaka shiny. Unbelievable. Penachiach me'amaisa shuv b'gemara al Rabbi Ami shazocha b'dinodim avornim. Another story. I know the story is okay, but that's the basic yisod. So we have over three different ideas. Number one, peya. When it comes to peya, the chum say you're not allowed to take peya for another ani. The question is, does that a principle apply when it comes to a tzedakah fund? Maybe yes. Or maybe from the Yerushalmi Tzmashma, no. And maybe the principle of a yis and nikiyah and the Hashem Yisrael does not apply to tzedakah. You're allowed to do things which are questionable in order, which may bring you to suspicion that you're taking money for yourself in order to do the greater good of giving money to poor people who are embarrassed to come forward. Okay, next. Now this is a very interesting piece. Now you have to remember, we're learning over here. This publication Hamasifta was written by Hasidim, and when you read something with the title, you would expect the conclusion to be obvious. Yitzias isha la'avoda mechutz lebeisa. Right? Is a woman allowed to leave the house? Okay, so go ask a sat mechassid, and they'll tell you, of course not. You're not allowed to leave the house. Kol kavuda bas melech penima. What's so shut? What? Unless she makes money. All right. So that's exactly what it says. It's exactly what it says over here. It says over here an incredible chiddush. The principle of kol kavuda is an amazing the shtickle over here. What he really goes on to say. Kol kavuda bas melech penima is a very limited principle. Let's see.
Go out to make money, not to spend money.
Now first he quotes the Rambam. Okay?
Such a woman.
Now remember,
shopping network.
We're going to read something now where your hairs will stand on end. And if this would be from, I don't know, from some sefer that you never heard of, then you would say, what are we learning this for? But this is the Rambam. This is Maimonides. Okay, this is Maimonides. No, the big name, Rambam. The Rambam, and you'll see what he says here is shocking. Kosaf HaRambam. Okay, this is a quote from the Rambam. Every woman has to go visit her parents. That's a davar pasha. You have to go to your parents. You have to leave the house. Women have to go be menachem avel. So far, ulebeis hamishta. You have to go to a simcha. No problem. So far, so good. Ligmol chesed liroisecha to her friends, ulekroivosecha to her relatives, kadesh sheyavo gahim lo. So reciprocal. They should come and reciprocate and come to her when she needs their help. She'eino b'deis ha-soyar, ad she'loiteitse v'loisavo. She's not in a prison. She didn't be, right? Aval yet, now here's where we go off the deep end. Aval gnai hu leisha, it's a gnai leisha, shetehe yoitza tamid pam b'chutz, pam b'rechoivos. It's not the right thing. Women should just go leisurely, and casually
to
the street. We're getting there. Again, this is the Rambam, so don't have any complaints against me. Pam b'chutz, pam b'rechoivos. V'yesh l'bal l'mnoya ishtay mizeh. And his wife has to, husband has to keep his chain, his wife down, and make sure she doesn't leave the house. Now look at this. This is really amazing, this. Lo yani chenin lotzeis kimo elo kimo pam achas b'chodesh oy pamayim b'chodesh kefiat zarech. A woman should not leave the home more than once a month. More than once a month, or more than at the most twice a month. She'en yoyfi li'isha ela leishev b'zovis beis, to sit in the corner of the home. She'kein kosov called kivuda. The dignity, bas melech, is penima. I told you, this is the Rambam, Maimonides. Next, v'hine. Let's see how this applies to v'hine b'sugin. Now he says shocking things for Hasidim to write. What he's going to write, what he quote now. V'hine b'sugin mivuah shabal rishay lemal ishtay tzei mitzi masi yedecha b'mizonesecha. A husband has the right to tell his wife, listen, you make a good salary, I'm not going to support you. Normally, the normal rule is a woman, all of the woman's earnings are the property of her husband. She makes money, and the only reason why that is a trade-off. The reason why he automatically has a right to her earnings is because he has an obligation to redeem her in the event that she's taken as a captive. It's a trade-off. It's a trade-off. And normally, in the normal circumstances, the wife's earnings are very minimal. And in this, they were talking about the time of the Chazal. At the time of Chazal, her earnings were very minimal. So the truth was, she got a better deal. It's like an insurance policy. An insurance policy. In ancient times, there was no the law and order was very weak, and it was very real that women were taken captive, and therefore, as an insurance policy, so you pay 89 cents a month to guarantee your husband will pay for you one day $500,000 to redeem you from your captors. It's a great deal. It's a great life insurance deal. However, what about if a woman who makes a significant income, she's a skilled worker, and she makes a lot of money, so the one wife could say, listen, don't do many toivos. Don't redeem me. I don't need you to redeem me. I'll take care of myself, and I want to keep the money for myself. So the answer is, hey, what did I say? I said the wrong. What did I say about mezonos? What?
Husband
say, they make a trade off. I didn't tell you the whole deals. I don't think I said it correctly, but let's just go to the basic. The husband has a right to say, she will say, don't do me any favors, don't support me, don't provide me mizonos, sustenance, and I will not give. I made a mistake. I told you redemption. That's a different halacha. I'm sorry. We're talking about mizonos. A husband has an obligation to feed his wife, to provide her with three meals, three nutritious meals that can add up to a lot of money. So what is the reason? He has to feed her no matter what, even if she does not earn a red cent. Therefore, as a trade-off, in the event that she happens to make a parnasa, to make a few dollars, he is entitled to keep that money as in exchange for feeding her. But what happens if a woman makes a significant amount of money and they want to make an arrangement between themselves that, you know what, you can keep the money for yourself, whatever you earn, you keep for yourself, but I'm not going to feed you. I'm not going to keep my meal. That is valid. So it's okay. And so on. So it's okay. And so on. And it's okay. And she goes out every single day to make a livelihood. So she's leaving the home. Now it goes on to explain. This is really interesting. Toluy bedin depends. Kol Yisrael b'nei Malachim. Uchashem shedin zeh shekol Yisrael b'nei Malachim lo nifsak kehalacha lemaisa. This is not a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Nowhere does it say in Shulchan Aruch kol b'nei Yisrael are Malachim. Gam came likewise, hadin shekol kivuda basmelech panima loy nivsak ki halacha lemaisa. A husband cannot say, I demand you stay home and don't walk out of the home because it's halacha. The halacha is called kivuda basmelech panima. There's no such halacha. This concept is more of an agada. It's an agada called in the same category of called b'nei Yisrael b'nei Malachim. No one is considered a halacha to be a king. It's an agada. So to call kvud bas melech panima is has no halachic implication at all. It's nothing more than agada. Ulefiz zeh pasuk nidan on b'nidon adam shesachar mishreshes isha shesachar hires misha. Mishareses, a servant, an isha, a nara, a maid servant, a nara besula, v'hu shaleach oisa al hashok ubote agam yichidis, and he sends her on errands. He has a maid. He has a Jewish woman who's working for him, and he tells her every day, "Okay, you go to the store and buy me this. Go do this. Go do that. Go do that." And she says, "No, kol kivuda bas melech panima. Are you hired me to work to do things for you in your home? I'll clean the house. I'll take care of the children, but I'm not going out into the street. I'm not going out into the street because going out into the street is a violation of my dignity. Kol kivuda bas melech panima." And he takes her to a din Torah. Who's going to win the din Torah? He's going to win the din Torah. The argument of kol kvud bas melech panima has absolutely no halachic validity. Because v'vushlecha oisal lashug v'vete agoyim ha'yichidus v'yamishareses oimers ha'omeres, she claims in court, his skartani l'shareis kiderech ha'misharsos b'bayis, like people who work in the home, v'loy kiderech ha'anashim ha'yitzim b'chutz, she'im hi b'sula, אסור לקנות יחידים בבית הגויים, אם שזה בסולה שזה יחוד. ויהיה במקום שרבים רגילים לקנות שם, אין יכול לקיפה לילך. You can't force her to go to all these places. בבני שיש נושם צנועות, נוהגות, בצניעות, או יראות, they're afraid מרוב סינה שלא יטילו להם שם רואי הגנה. She's afraid she'll get a bad reputation. She's going out into the street. אמנם על השוק, אמנם על השוק בגילוי, it's true that the man cannot force her to do things which are also in the yichud and go in places which will cause her bad reputation, but just in general going out into the street in the public places, amnam ala shayk begilu, going into the market, shuk begilu regilus hanashim lelech aval habasula ein darkon lotzes l'shuk v'ein yachol lachov. The Eino Yochol Lokoi, but the Besula does not go, he can't force. Or, but basically, he's saying is it's not a halachic rule. The Kosav Shaf Isu Yesh Bedavar, Shenemar, Lo Seitse Kitse Suavadim, the Kosav Beperish Atoiro, the Biki, the Rabbi Yaakov Ben Osher, that's the Rabbi Yaakov Ben Osher. Okay, the zel shoyne yesh mefarshim shlo yashli chayne b'chutz lasis malachta ela tashmi shoy bebayis ad kal shoyne. The Torah harei midaberes bebesula ubebesula asra Torah ach noshim nisuos darkom leilech b'shuk heyoyis shahalacha loy shela halacha loy oimrim kol kvuda bas melech penima. It may be true that when it comes to unmarried women, young girls, it's not their derech to go out in public. Okay, maybe that is so. But when it comes to a married woman, it's the derech to go out publicly. And therefore, if a woman refuses to work because of the claim of kol kvuda bas melech penima, we ignore her claim. Ulam pechasam soifer biyar shava pishah yishah bememes mitzvah shetia kvuda penima mikom makom ein chiv zemutal alabal lezoina. Again, the same idea. Even though really it's the proper midah for a woman to be inside, but a husband has no obligation to enforce this to the degree where his wife will have to support his wife. He wants to say is that according to Chassam Sofer, he does have a degree of validity in halacha, but not to the point where she can demand it to the degree where he cannot say to her, support yourself. Kayotze bezeh nakar hagoyin Rav Yosef Engel b'sifrei Tiferes Yosef shekol kvudo bas melech penima nifsak kehalacha lemaisa v'yechir kein m'sech divam esfayim b'shul chazoy nochem v'yayim b'sefet tzava mechayim shekos v'agonim chayim selagi. That's a covering. Okay, so what do we take out of this? The basic thing to take out of this is he shows here there's a machlekes acharonim. If this principle called kiruda bas melech penima is purely a dvar agada, or does have some weight that would be accepted in a bezdin, when there is a disagreement between a man and a woman, what exactly her role is, and he demands that she serve in a public position, and she says, no, that's not what I was agreed to do, and according to halacha, that it's legal for you to force me to do something publicly, because of the principle of kol kvuda bas melech penima, it appears here that there's a machlekes achronim. If this argument has halakhic weight, according to the Chassam Sofer and the Rav Chaim Pelagi, it does have halakhic weight. From Rashi, its mashmit does not, and from the Mari Beroina also its mashmit, it does no meaning at all. It's purely a dvar agada. Okay, let's go to the next topic. Yeah, psula, yeah, because that was accepted. It doesn't mean that. It means over here, it means in his time. In his time, a basula, what is it? Maybe it means a 13-year-old girl. When he talks about a basula, he's not talking about an 18-year-old girl. He's talking about a child. I don't know exactly what you have to know what he means exactly. But it's very interesting. He's presenting two sides of this approach. To what degree do we take this famous pasuk, and which has been inflated to some degree, called Kavuda Bas Melech Panima, is it purely Dvar Agada? It's a Dvar Agada, or does it have weight in a bezdin, in the court of law, when there is a dispute between man and woman, what exactly your public role is? It happened. Today, a woman is hired to work in an office, and then the boss says, "I'm paying you a good salary. I want you to go public. I want you to be, I want you to be a saleswoman. I want you to be the chairman of the board. I want you to serve in some public capacity." And she says, "That's not what you hired me for." And he says, "Listen, I'm going to fire you then." And there can be a very big dispute. And indeed, what exactly is her role? If you go to a bezdin, not to a secular court, they'll say out of your mind, but you go to a bezdin and she presents this argument, does the bezdin have the right to say, "Listen, she got a point"? Or do we say, "Listen, it's a Dvar Agada, that's a very nice thing, book, but in the business world, we do find there are women out there, that do the same exact thing, and if it's a done, it's done. So you do not have the right to put your foot down and say, I'm a tsanua, I don't want this to be done." It's very interesting in how far you go. We have two different sides to this issue. Next topic is Yud Beis. This is very unfortunate. This has become a topic which is very Nagei Halacha L'Maisa. Unfortunately, can you take stock for yourself? A person separates Meiser, a person makes a nice Parnassah, and he gives every year 10% a Meiser. Can he give the Meiser to his own children? His own children are poor. They're in Koilo. They just can't do it. They just can't make it. So can you fulfill your obligation to give Meiser Kisafin by giving it to your own children? So basically, yeah. Bishud Maharsham. Nishal. Al dvar isha shenadra be'et sara al choli bina. She was ill. She promised that if I recover and I nishal al dvar isha shenadra be'et sara al choli bina. Her son was ill. So sach meir ruble 100 ruble lechalik laniim be'imi yisrape bina. Her son gets better. With oisa yom safra lebala es nidra. She told the shasak ezel shah, and the husband was making the neder. Yes, great idea. We'll make this neder, and maybe it'll be a zuchus. The achar kach ba'osa yamam aloshu who ain't a maskim ala neder. Later on in the day, he told her he doesn't agree. He changed his mind.
L'cheis egia b'no
l'pel.
He didn't agree.
Shu ain't a maskim.
He just kept quiet.
No, but then he goes on to say the achar kach.
No, but
first he agreed.
No, he just kept quiet. Because if he agreed,
then for sure. But even shtik kaida, that's also an issue. Okay, let's see what it says. He changes mind. Okay, whatever the story is, now the husband feels guilty. The case is a little bit convoluted. Whatever the case, but that's not really the point of the case. The case over here is, and now the son got better, and the son is getting married. It appears when he's running that the father has guilty feelings. That is, it was a good idea, so he wants to give the money to tzedakah, but you know to whom he wants to give the money to? He wants to give the money to the son himself, because the son was poor. The father was poor. His son is getting married. The son doesn't have what money to set up a home.
The son was poor.
Right? The son is poor, and the son needs the money. So the father now says, "Listen, my wife made a neder, so let me go and pay off that neder, but I'm going to give the tzedakah not to an outsider, but to my own son." So you want to fulfill your obligation to give tzedakah by giving it to a member of your own family. Charity starts at home.
Very convoluted. Why in the simple case?
Yeah, I know. I don't know.
The son is poor.
The son is poor. Give him the money. What's the name of the neder? My wife changed my mind. I agree. Let's see what it says. In mutu l'shanais haneder. B'tshuvasai. So look what the Marsham says. Hevi amarsham is adin amavu b'ramo. Shayachid hamitznadev l'tzdaka mutu l'milit shayir tzini kroivav. So the Ferish Ramo. The Ramo says the Ferish, you give it to one of your relatives. But the Ramo does not say a son. A relative, you give it to a cousin, to an uncle, an aunt, whatever it is. And in this case, she made a vow. Okay, so it says over here, the neder in this case was a bit different, because the neder was to give specifically la'aniyim. She said specifically to give it to other people, not to her own family. Ubir ma'asham, here he explains in more detail. She'ein loymar, don't tell me, Shein loymar shebnoisin lenadon bino havalei kilokech liatzmo. The also la adam lekachas liatzmo yismash shnod litzdaka. Vafilu adam moshe shnod litzdaka lachazman and nia oni became a poor. Also likach hatzdaka liatzmo vechein im. I'm not sure what those other words are. Vechein im
nadar
b'hiyoso oni when he was poor. Bor mukmuvur. Mavur begitin the civil salakil ani lielahazil ani alshalo mikol makan benidoin ze benoider bifnei atzmo litztaka yochol litin lekrayve kaven shloim nadar bifnei hakahol vehu atzmo ani vehu atzmo ani odiv tveitz better v'rashay laakil leatzmo v'prad benoisin dinadan lebenoy kashen yodav asegus litin lo din benoy hagadol keshar kroyva v'rashay litin loy ve'ein adam lelokech liatzmo. All right, the basic idea is it's mutter. That's the basic idea. That's what's very, very common today is you can give tzedakah to your relatives. You can fulfill ma'aser kesafim by supporting your own adult children. That is what he basically says in a nutshell. That's really what it hints to. It's really what it alludes to in Shulchan Aruch. And charity begins at home. Do you see there's a video going around? Do you see there's a video that over a million people saw this video of a guy, a homeless yeah. guy, a homeless African-American on the subway? Yeah. He was shivering. And this other fellow literally took the shirt off his back and gave him a shirt. Unbelievable. Unbelievable video. Okay.
I went to a shul once and they said you can only give up to 50% of your tzedakah money to your own family. Do you know anything about that?
No, I don't know about that. You're only allowed to give, well, there's a halach, but you're not allowed to give in general, you're not allowed to give more than a fifth of your money to tzedakah.
Of
your tzedakah money. Right. Oh, so you're saying that of the tzedakah money, so like 5%. You only can give, you have 10% goes to tzedakah.
Yeah, so, right. So if you're going to give $1,000 to tzedakah, you can only give 500 to your own.
I don't know why where that comes from. The Shulchan Aruch says you can give all of it. You can give all of it.
Right. The
rebel
wants his piece.
What about parents?
Absolutely, absolutely. That's even more. That's even more because that's for sure. You're not mechuyev to do the mitzvah of kibbutz with we say you mean pareh chayva. Maybe take. I don't know. Let's leave that out. You mechuyev to mechabed your parents. Not with their money, with your money. So you mean parei chayvei with your own money? I don't know.
Yeah, you more on kedushin for his parents.
So what is the more's maskana? You allowed to support you? You allowed to be mechabed your parents?
No, they don't have money. You have money. Instead of giving them my security, pay them. That's all.
Guy came to yes. His plotter lives in a different town. He came to the time and he said.
Yeah, he said
father doesn't have any money. I know how to keep it. Father doesn't have any money. I don't have to pay money to go on the train and go visit him. She said, "Ein hachanami, you're right. Go walk."
Right.
Go walk. Okay. Next topic. Lemi koirim Rebbe. This is really good for this day and age. Today, it's not enough to call a person Hagoyin. Today, when they call up people, they write in the Haskamas. So in order to differentiate between the men and the boys, Hagoyin Hoamiti. Inflation. Hagodol, Hagon, Hagoyin, Hagodol. Let's see. Besugin Biyosh Rashi Al Divrei Hagemara Amarnu Amarnu LeMeir B'Mesh Chaverihu Einu Kare Rebbe. They refer to Rebbe Meir. And the way they referred to him was by his first name. They did not mention, they did not call him Rebbe. V'nei, b'sanhedrin mevur shemisha simcha so karmel Rebbe. The way you get smicha, and it used to be the way you get smicha, is you call him Rebbe. By calling him Rebbe, that is the status of smicha. By calling him Rebbe. You're now a Rav, you call the Rebbe. Ulam, b'rambam kosav, ketzad hi ha-smicha l'doros, how was smicha done traditionally? Lo she-yismichu yideyem al roish ha-zokon. Doesn't mean like you rest your two hands upon the person's head. Ela she-koirin l'rebi. The way smicha was done is they call the person Rebbe. The oimrim loy ha-rei at samuch. You are from here on in a samuch. V'yesh l'cha reshus l'adun afilu dine kinasos. And you now have permission to don afilu dine kinasos. This is good chomer for a chak ha-smicha. All this type of stuff. U'v'shut Igros Moshe, Moshe Feinstein writes, Kosov Lavash, Rambam, Chosef, Shetzoch, Lem, Lunisma, Chare, Atos, Samuch. He's medaik in the Rambam, that the Rambam says it's not just enough to call the person ready. You have to say to the person, Hare, Atos, Samuch. You are the recipient of smicha. The ein mestapkim b'mashe karmeloy rebbe. It's not sufficient just to call rebbe. Why not? Kevan shebidoyos halalu. In today's day and age, everyone is a rabbi. Women are rabbis. Conservative rabbis, reform rabbis, all these different types of groups of people. Everyone is called a rabbi. How do you know he's a rabbi? Kevin Shabadaris Halalu Karim Lukol Han Lakol Bitoy Rebbe. I remember many years ago the police, there was some type of thing with the police department. They called a meeting with some of the Jewish leaders and they says that they want to create a system where when they arrive at a crime scene or any situation, they should know how to identify who the rabbi is. The commissioner, one of the people that was the head of the precinct, the chief of the precinct, said, in this neighborhood, everyone is a rabbi. you come to a scene, come to an accident, and everyone is a rabbi. Everyone has a beard, everyone has a black hat, everyone says, he's the rabbi. We have to have a system where the community can present people who are really in charge. Rav Moshe says, everyone is a rabbi. Samuch. Our Mashiach comes and smicha has been reinstated. The way it's going to be done is with the expression Hare Ata Samuch Al Mena Shehe Nikar Al Mi Shehe Nikar Bein HaSamuch in order Al Menas Shehe Nikar Bein HaSamuch Shein HaSamuch. So it should be noticeable who is the Samuch, who is not the Samuch. V'chasav Shegam Bedor HaRambam Choyukor L'chol Rebbe. Even in the Rambam's generation, every Tom, Dick, and Harry was called a Rebbe. So therefore, in order to go and separate the men from the boys, you have to have something unique, a unique title. That would be a really wonderful thing in this community if there was such a thing where there was some certain type of title where you have to really earn. You have to earn it, just not, you know, arbitrary. Everyone is just, you know, the way you can be. What? There has to be some system. Everyone is a rabbi. Today, a lot of communities today, they don't even require smicha. You want to become a rabbi? It's not necessary to have smicha. If you learn in certain communities, they wouldn't touch a candidate unless he has a formal smicha from YU or smicha from Lakewood. Lakewood, they give smicha. They have a very, very good program in Lakewood to get smicha. Or Neri Yisrael, Chafetz Chaim has a very, very difficult program to get smicha. So certain communities, they wouldn't touch. They have also Yad Yam. The Chavos Chaim is a very tough program, or at least to get smicha. And the Rabbanut, that's a fantastic smicha. And the Rabbanut, they take the only written exams. People go, they get other smichas. Because certain communities will not touch a candidate unless he has a formal smicha from a real program. But you'd be shocked to know that there are many communities, many even some modern communities, they'll accept candidates of people that are just B'nai Torah. It's a guy sitting and learning in Lakewood. He didn't go through the. They have a program in Lakewood. Only Yechidim, only a handful, only very few, small percent go do the actual program and take the exams and the whole process. But if a person is presentable and they like him and he has personality and he's a good speaker and he's an expertise in a certain field, they'll be happy to make him the rabbi of their community, of their synagogue, even though he does not have a formal smicha. I'll show you a case. There are people out there that don't have smicha and they became rabbis. A lot of people. Some shuls, like I told you, will not even touch. Don't even bother applying to us unless you have smicha. But he says over here,
it's the same thing. You know, they pull Talmud Chacham, a 22-year-old kid, they're saying he's a Talmud Chacham. You know, it's like...
He'll grow into it. Al ha'osit. Al ha'osit. You grow into it. You grow into it. Okay, let's go further. So, Kasav Shagam Hamar Vagam Hamahar Mahal Bach. The Kuntris Hasmicha, he has a whole Kuntris Smicha, Bezel Lashon. Gam Shebeyabim Horishadim Lohoy Nikor Rebbe Stam Belish Shem Etzem. Zulas Adam Godel Bamalak Gun Rabbeinu HaKadosh. It never happened that you would call a person by the name Rabbeinu unless you were the real deal.
You wouldn't call him plain Rabbeinu. You'd call him Rebbe Lazar, that would be okay.
Reb.
There were very few people who were just called
title Rebbe.
Rebbe. Oh. Okay, you are okay. You wouldn't call, you call by his name, but you would not call him Rebbe. The Zebe Oiz Azman Shlohoyin Nikra Rebbe Kiim Hasamuch Omnam Bizman Hazeh. It's a free for all. Shakol Nikroim Rebbe Ain Royal Zalzel Bukhwarabriya Sulhaser Mikhwaidim Hanog. Therefore you do whatever is normal. That's the way it is. You don't be mishana. You make a simcha and you call up you mechavet all these people. Mm-hmm. If they, you don't hold of the person. I've seen this all the time. I know firsthand some of my friends. They don't hold of these certain people. Not they would. They wouldn't even call him Mister. but in the word in the Welt, he's called Haraf Hagoin. So and they're getting married, and the kala has shaykhis to this person that I wouldn't even call him Mister. But the kala, the kala's father is friendly with this person. Okay, so under the chuppah, mechubid, haraf, hagoin, with the third bracha. The third bracha. The dark and shalom, you do a lot of things. You call up, you don't deny a person the title that they're accustomed to, even though you don't feel they're royal lekach. B'chdei sheyasim, I'm over here, shagam al-lekach, b'chdei sheyasim, libra al-tam, b'shaychis, l'tayr, on the next paragraph. B'shaychis, l'tayr, rabbi, m'vur, b'gemar, sh'rabbi, sh'rabbeinu, ha-kodesh, as-michel, b'rei, he gave smicha to the son, de rabbi, elozah, b'rabbi, shemesh, ha-yukarnoi, so rabbi, hagam, sh'l'hoyu, royal lekach. Okay, the Gemara there relates he was not fitting. B'chdei sheyasim libo al Talmud Torah v'yirtzeh lil mait al he'osid. You gave him, it's an amazing story, encouragement, positive reinforcement. You give a student something more than he deserves so that he should grow into it. This was his guiding principle, Rabbi Chaim Siegel, and they always say that they say this about him. The book is coming out very soon. It's imminent. They're publishing a book. So it's ready in a year. I don't know why it's taking so long. His yesod was, he always tell this, a high school boy, an elementary school boy is a baby. Going to the elementary school, they're a bunch of babies. That's the way they are. Adults are supposed to be adults. They're supposed to be. Unfortunately, we know adults are not adults. High school is an age. Again, this is what he felt years ago. Can't really. Every few years, the whole world changes. But a high school boy is nishtahi nishtaher. On the one hand, a high school boy, they're babies. On the other hand, they have the ability to be an adult. His approach was, if you treat them like an adult, they turn into an adult. And I never appreciated this because that was really his approach. He's treated a ninth grade boy like you're a 25-year-old, like you're a man. A ninth grade boy was treated, spoken to, was treated like an adult. Okay, and like as you, and you grew into it, you know, you grew, and then in 10th, 12th grade, it really made an effect. I never appreciated this because then I went and I was associated, I hung out in another high school where they had very good principal, real school. And I used to daven mincha. I used to daven mincha, in this high school, in the high school minyan for Tkufa. And the whole high school was there. And I saw with my own eyes that the bunch of babies, the kids were a bunch of babies, and the menahel treated the kids like a bunch of babies. You're a bunch of babies, I'll talk to you like a bunch of babies. I'll give you prizes, I'll give you incentives, I'll give you awards, I'll talk to you with language like a bunch of babies, and you just compounded the fact that they're a bunch of babies. You're a bunch of babies, and I'll treat like a bunch of babies, so you'll be a bunch of babies for the rest of your life. But if I'll take you, and I'll talk to you like an adult, and treat you like an adult, even though you don't deserve it, you know what, in hindsight, looking back, there's something, you know, you have to know how to do it. You just have to have the talent to do it. You grow into this approach. And that's exactly what he's saying over here in the Gemara. The Gemara says that he could give him smicha. He didn't deserve the smicha. He gave him the smicha in order that he should apply himself, he should recognize the gift he's been given, he should grow into his position. Okay. Actually, I remember I once
heard
something. What?
This is for Rebbe. What about Hagoyin?
Hagoyin, Hagoyin, Hagodol. Okay, I don't know. Let's go for it. Let's see. V'shaychis, v'ayim sefer, rachmei, av shemish nikur Rebbe yodaki, roshi teves. Now, this is really good. This is gewaldic what he says over here. Let's see. Another principle. Tosefta says if you have students, the way you're entitled to be called Rebbe is you have students. This is a little bit of a big debate. If you have smicha, Do you call yourself in the telephone book Rabbi? Rabbi. You're Ben Torah. So I always it's the fight with people about this. I says, if you're not a practicing rabbi, even if you have the best smicha, you have no business calling yourself in the telephone book rabbi.
New York telephone never asked you.
New York telephone gave out
what?
The most smicha.
You do whatever you want.
New York telephone gave out the most smicha.
You do whatever you want. No one's stopping you. So do you go around calling yourself rabbi? So some people say, if you're a Ben Torah, some have, if you're a Ben Torah, you're learning in Kol, you're a Ben Torah. Yes, it's Kavod HaTorah. Others say no. Smicha means you're practicing. You have a job. You're a teacher. You have a position. You serve. You are in a role of a rabbi. If you don't have that, you really don't deserve to be called a rabbi. All right, let's go further. Now he says something very nice. He writes something very shocking. What is Rabbi Roshei Tevis? The item is Sefer Rachamayav. Shemishnik Rabbi Yoda Ki Roshei Tevis Shal Rabbi. Okay, this not to forget. Hu Rosh Bnei Yisrael. Isn't that a beautiful art? Rabbi is Rosh. You knew this? I never knew this. Rosh Bnei Yisrael, or Ra Bnei Hashem. Double edged sword. Ra Bnei Hashem. When the Ein Shekernos Rebbe, when they called you up, Rebbe, when they called you up to get a kibbutz at the wedding, Rebbe, they called you up, Ra Bnei Hashem. Yachshay Beliba Shuhu Rebbe, Ra Bnei Hashem. Yezor Shlo Yichnas Beliba Yehir Gaiva. The Ainad Rabban Bishuvasai Shakasa Vyaduhu Eitzel Bale Hasechel, Sheroiv Elu Hakinuyim Shemachan Modem Zeoloshan Havai. All of the titles are exaggerations. Upitume Mile Baom is just the murmuring of the lips. It's all baloney. All of these titles, lip service, these cover titles. Uviki Hadas Mematin Mehem, people who are clean from, or people who are refined people, they stay away from this baloney. The Sainim Muslim, they hate it. Aval Oyavi Gedula, but people who love this, some people, they can't get enough of this. They have to be the center of attention. Gedula Haroitimachar Hasrora, Mar Mohem, Oyavi Moiso Shehem, Gedulosam, Umalosam, every whole life only depends on how many titles they can get. Okay, there's also a very big issue of, what?
Doctor, rabbi, doctor, all these different
titles. The Iker is Yahalolcha Zor Veloy Picha. Let other people. Kovid is a gift. It's not possible to maneuver yourself into a position of kovid. It's not. Because the more you maneuver, the more superficial it is, the more baloney. People that get real kovid, it's like winning the Powerball lottery. It's a gift. It's pure. Sometimes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you see a person out of nowhere. Hashem decides he gets kovid, sincere kovid. It's kovid haTorah, and it's good for him, for his family, for the people that give him kovid. Itzel mechubad hamechabed. The biggest kovid is that you should have the opportunity to give other people honor. Okay, we'll stop over here.